The title of today's message is Mystery Babylon the Great. Who is she? In this lesson, we will be covering who Mystery Babylon the Great is. This lesson is not intended to hurt or anger anyone's feelings, but rather to bring the light from the clues we are given in the Bible as to the identity of Mystery Babylon the Great. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 18, "And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth." In our first clue of importance, we find that Mystery Babylon the Great is a city. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 1, "And there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters." Our second clue is, the woman sat on many waters, and that her judgment will come with the seventh vial of the wrath of God. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 15, "And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues." In our third clue, we find that the waters are peoples, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So she is a city. And verse 15 also lets us know that city has international influence. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 3, "So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns." In our fourth clue, we find that the scarlet-colored, seven-head, ten-horned beast is a world governmental system that the harlot is riding on. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 9, "And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth." In our fifth clue, we find that the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. So the woman is a city named Mystery Babylon the Great, and the seven heads symbolize the seven mountains on which the city sits. Rome is known as the city of seven hills. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 4, "And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet collar, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication." In our sixth clue, we find that the woman harlot was arrayed in purple and scarlet. The Vatican has two ruling authorities, the cardinals and the bishops / archbishops. The cardinals are clothed in red, while bishops / archbishops are clothed in purple. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 6, "And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration." In our seventh clue, we find the woman is drunken with the blood of the saints and the martyrs of Jesus. It is estimated that 68 million Christians died at the hands of Roman Catholicism throughout history. In Revelation chapter 18 and verse 23, "And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorceries were all nations deceived." In our eighth clue, we find that the woman deceived the nations with her sorceries. The word Vatican used to mean the house of fortune tellers and soothsayers. In Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5, "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." In our ninth clue, we find that she is the mother of harlots. So if she is the mother of harlots, then who are her daughters? Protestants broke off from the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century. To answer that question, watch the interfaith movement and the ecumenical movements and see who is going home. For a quick recap, Babylon is a city. Babylon is the headquarters of an international system. The city sits on seven mountains. The woman is arrayed in red and purple. The woman was a prosecutor of the saints. The woman will have daughters. The only answer to fit all of these clues is Rome. Rome is Mystery Babylon the Great, and the false prophet will be the pope that is in office when the Antichrist, or beast, is revealed. In Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 through 26, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." Many people come under the name of Christian. So if the church you are in is acknowledging Rome and their practices, then you are in a daughter of the Roman Catholic Church. A one-world religion is coming. However, we are also told that God has people in this church, and we are told what they should do in Revelation chapter 18, verses 4 through 6. "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double."